right now, it's my happy pleasure to introduce you to a boy you just said goodbye to a minute ago, and his name is John Aston.
Oh, many, many thanks indeed, Tony. Well, right now, you're listening to the orchestra of Kurt Edelhagen with a selection of numbers that I hope you're enjoying. To me, this has very, very big memories because this is the first record I heard of a station I joined, in fact my first radio station I joined, which was called King Radio. Of course that ceased back in 1965, and we had great fun and games on that station. Actually, Mark Sloan joined the station 1 week before me, and well, after I left there was a 2-year gap near enough before I joined Mark again on Radio 355, so sort of 355 is somewhat special to me, in as much as some of the old team have come together from other stations to meet on 355. Of course, King Radio shut down and became Radio 390, and of Radio 390 I have many, many memories, one of which was Mark Sloan painting my back a very, very beautiful pale shade of blue. This was caused mainly by the paint on the kitchen ceiling falling off, and we decided that we couldn't tolerate this any longer as it was falling into the soup, so we cleared the meal away one evening and got out the paintbrushes and started to paint the place. And seeing somebody's back, I suppose, one would automatically feel that one should paint it. Anyway, I got painted very, very severely by Mark, and I think I'm still, after 2 years, trying to scrub the colouring off. But amusing little things like this do happen on the stations, and I think every station has incidents like this. I don't think it's blue paint on this station. Haven't seen any yet, anyway. A record that brings memories of Radio 390 is Ray Charles and that very, very beautiful song, Georgia on My Mind. Ray Charles and the song Georgia on My Mind, bringing to me memories of Radio 390. And I was soon to leave there, actually, and after a short gap of unemployment, we could call it a holiday almost, or you could always describe it, I suppose, as nobody at that time on any radio station wanted a professional idiot on their hands. Anyway, eventually somebody decided they did want just that, and in October 65 I joined Radio Essex, which was on a fort again like 390, about 10 miles east, would it be? Yes, east of 390, going out of the Thames estuary. Peculiar little place it was, and we had great fun and games on there. In actual fact, that's where I first met Martin Kane, because Martin joined us sometime after I'd started there. And at Christmas, on the station, I was appointed program director, which, well, I think it produced a lot more work and certainly introduced worries into the sort of happy, carefree field of broadcasting. I continued broadcasting with the station and did the 9 to 12 show in the morning. And on that, we had a peculiar little one-hour session, 11 through until 12, called Eleven's Club. Now, I dare say many people listening in remember that because they've written to me on this station. And, of course, the program, for those of you who didn't know what it was up-tempo organ music, that's electronic organ, with the vocals that would match in. One of them I used to play a lot was, of course, Ray Conniff. They always used to, Conniff records always seemed to match in and make the perfect harmony. Can't even say the words right, not to worry about that. And we had a tea break at 11:15, which no doubt put all the local building labourers out on strike. Remembering Ray Conniff for Radio Essex, we hear For All We Know. And I must say, I never thought it'd be quite so appropriate. For all we know, we may never meet again. Conniff singers, and For All We Know, We May Never never Meet Again. Can't say the words right, ever since I lost a bit off my tooth the other night. Most of the music, that's another one I can add to the list of things that happened to me on radio stations. Believe you me, a lot of things have happened on Radio Essex when we used to get annoyed with one another. We'd pick up a bucket of water and throw it over one another, which achieved nothing, but it did keep tempers cool, I suppose. Anyway, having worked for Radio Essex, I then left there and joined Caroline North, where again, many of my listeners followed me down to 355, I'm very happy to say. On the North, I was basically a newsreader, but did some shows in the evening, the Request in Action show in particular, and had the pleasure of working with Graham Webb, who was, of course, from Australia and was our news director on both North and South Ship. Very good friend of mine up on the North Ship was Don Allen. We had a great deal of fun. We used to go fishing off the side of the ship in a most peculiar way, which I will not describe. And we used to have great fun. That was all last summer. A record that floated around the entire time I was up there, which was 4 or 5 months, I suppose, was Billy Stewart and Summertime. The reason it lasted that long, of course, was the fact they had a Hot 100 show from America, and it took all the time being played to go from 100 to number one. Then it came into the Caroline chart, so it lasted my entire stay on the seat. Of course, the record sounded very much like this. Always used to accuse the fellow of having a bath in the North Sea, which of course was never true. Well, it's Billy Stewart's record Summertime, which brings back my memories of Caroline North, because I left there and eventually came down south, because Mark Sloan was working on the South Ship all the time I was working up north. And Mark left, went over to Radio Antilles. So when he left, I took over his position on the South Ship. Had great fun there with all the lads, Mike Ahern and everybody. I remember throwing an egg at him one night when he was washing his hair and gave him an egg shampoo. Mad sort of things like this do occur on the stations, and I think this is what makes it half the fun, because after all, we're locked out here for about a fortnight, and you've got to do sort of crazy things to relieve the tension. That way, if you do these things, you get no tension on the ship. A record I found in Caroline South's library was a Nat King Cole album. Only too pleased to say we've got it here. And a track for anybody who might have been out drinking earlier this evening. A reminder that there is a tavern in the town. Nat King Cole with the good news that there's a tavern in the town. And maybe it was the knowledge that there was a tavern in the town, but one day late in February, I suddenly walked off Radio Caroline South and never went back. Still to this day, don't know why I did it. I was rather an idiot at the time, I think. Anyway, a week later, I joined Radio 270, a little sort of station up in the north of England on board their ship, the Ocean 7, which, compared with the other ships, is so small that you'd almost have to laugh at it. However, the station was very, very well run, and we had a great time up there. And again, as I said, on this station, I met Martin Kane after he left Essex. I hadn't seen him since then. And going to 270, I met sort of the rest of the Essex team. They'd all gone up there, and I was only too pleased to meet them, especially engineer Keith, who we used to have great fun and games building transmitters in the evening, just for fun, I think. And I stayed with 270 for about 3 or 4 months, and about 3 months, I think it works out to, in actual fact. And on the 27th of June, 1967, believe it or not, Aston turns up on Radio 355, his final station for the nation. And, well, we've had great fun here. It's been a real pleasure. In fact, I'd say out of all the stations I've worked on, I've had the most enjoyable time here. It's been a pleasure to be with you. And beautiful library of records that I thoroughly enjoy playing. In fact, I only wish we had more time to play them. And I think it's a final remark, knowing that Radio 355 has given much pleasure to many, many people, I'd like to say that I've, during my short association with the station, gained as much pleasure as I believe our audience have. And I'll be saying goodbye later on, but in the meantime, many, many sincere thanks for your participation in the station. And I'll just remind you of one thing. Without a song, the day would never end. Which is a very, very good cue for this last record from Diana Ross, lead singer of the Supremes, with the Supremes. And the old song, Without a Song. Bye for now. Well, once again from me, John Aston, many, many thanks for the pleasure of your company. And bye for now. We'll be saying goodbye round about midnight again.
Just a wave from John. It was a great show, John. Sorry it wasn't longer, but we did appreciate it listening in the other studio. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you've just tuned in, you're on Radio 355. The last 2 hours, we have 1 hour and 25 minutes left of those 2 hours to say goodbye to you. And in this time, you'll hear all our personalities and our backroom boys bringing you their favourite tunes. Our disc jockeys, the backroom boys saying goodbye. And in all, we're going to have a ball. So we very much appreciate your company. And very shortly, after this next record, I'm going to introduce another well-known 355 personality.